Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipole Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipole Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipole Radio.
Shout out to Dipole Radio, the kid Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipole Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipole Radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Dipole Radio.
From the side, you either got jumped or jumped in. Hundreds like music to my ears. I'm conductor, producer, A&R, and engineer. Compete, you gon' need some extra weeks in a year. Your peers trail path of the three men that you hear. Feel the goal, get a soundtrack. Man, the illest running with that. You couldn't find a click strength out of if that. Mr. Show Shot Talk made a mohawk. Mo knock, so the block got a robot.
The hot.
An example here, you can have this as a sample. No fiction or fantasy, finna give you a fraction of that shit that makes niggas wanna spit up they Fanta. Same tip for those I came in the game with. I put you the same with an arrangement of language, so be aware of the sayings you're saying my name with, cause I slay you in ways and levels you haven't attained yet. This rap shit
It's bigger than who I choose to collab with. I'm fractious, the scariest monster under the mattress. I handpick words to stretch them out like elastic. Fact is, you can't hold a matchstick to my wax shit. They don't know how to deal with the sheesh factor. Disaster, I come to destroy and seek after. So I don't have a problem with dealing with these rappers, cause I was sent here just to kill them, Malik backwards.
I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name.
Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? I'm thinking from your honor.
I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name.
Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? I'm thinking from your honor. I've been in this game for years. Rules of this shit. I've been in this game for years.
Radio and the place to be. That was that big Puma Roxy, every MC. Man, and we have them right now live on the airways. What's happening, y'all?
What's good?
Killing, man. Just I'm telling you, when I heard that track, I was like, yep, that's got to open the show right there. The scratching, the substance, man, the lyrics, the beat, everything 100% on the money. That's what this game needs right now. Album's called Trouble in the Neighborhood. You know, to start it off, really, and it, you know, to either one of you, tell me a little bit about the project and tell these people a little bit about the project.
I got you. This rapper Pooh project out right now, Trouble in the Neighborhood, myself, Roxy, whole host of guests, man. It's been years in the making, man. It's just one of them things, man. We just finally, you know, excited to have a project out, man. We put a lot of work, a lot of hard work, a lot of time, called in a lot of favors to get this project done, and you know, we just relieved that it was finally able to see the light of day. And it's just one of them joints, man. It's a lot of spitting, man. A lot of raw raps, a lot of slapping beats, man. Some dope features, and you know, we just went in and put in that work.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, you come from a high standard of lyrics and everything like that. And again, substance, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. How important do you really think that is nowadays? Because you don't have a lot of it out there. And you know, again, this could go to both of you, whoever wants to answer. But, you know, it's rare to see raw hip-hop like that. So how important was you to have that feel on this project?
I think on this project, we wanted – go ahead, Pooh.
Oh, no, you good, Rock. You good.
I think on this project, it was like one of those things where we had total control of it. It was nobody in our ears trying to tell us what to do. So we really got to put something that we wanted from A to Z, you know what I mean? So it was like something that we wanted to be proud of once we put out there. But as far as like, you know, substance in the game, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if everybody has substance, then, you know, they would be saying that the game is cliche and then, you know, there's no balance. I think you need that other stuff. You know, it's hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But for me personally, I come from that generation of, you know, substance, lyricals, you know, painting visions with words and whatnot. So that's what I try to stay true to.
Absolutely. And you did say it, though, and I appreciate you saying the balance, because I've had this conversation with a lot of people, and they're like, you know, regardless of what you say about music nowadays or, you know, real hip-hop or boom-bap or whatever you're talking about, if everything was that boom-bap or that feel, that golden era feel, then there would be nothing different, and that just would be what it was, you know, and you have to always have that type of balance.
Most definitely, exactly. Man. As Rob was saying, man, there's room for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know, that's the one thing, you know, we definitely make sure to relay, you know, is that the one thing that's missing, you know, in the game period is just balance. You know what I'm saying? Like a fair share, fair piece of shine for, you know, every different genre. I mean, not genre, but every different, you know, specialty or every different niche of rap and hip hop. You know, just everybody getting their fair shake, their fair time to shine. So, you know, that balance is key. It's important.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. And again, a big history of hip hop with you, obviously, Pooh. But to go to you, Rock, real quick. What's a little bit of your background as far as music influences, everything like that? And I'm not just talking hip hop because, you know, you guys are the type of people that even in instrumentals you really play music, and you know, whether it's sample or sounds like a sample. So, you know, growing up, what are some other things that you listened to that got you kind of to where you are right now?
You know, for me, it was, you know, that soul music. You know, moms and pops playing that soul music on the weekend, cleaning up barbecues, late night parties with their friends. That's what started it off. And then, you know, I ventured into rock, jazz, you know, hip hop. I listened to a little bit of everything. I'm just a fan of music, period. You know what I mean?
And for me, it started off, you know, my mom's actually, you know, I didn't come from a super big musical household, but, you know, my mom's actually listened to a lot of Sade and you know, Luther and stuff like that. So when she did listen to music, and I just naturally took to it, and then it went to my older brother and, you know, friends putting me on to, you know, cats like the Wu-Tang and Biggie and Nas and Jay-Z and things of that nature. And, you know, even before that, like the EPMDs and the Tribe Called Quest and things like that. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's always been important to me. And just as I've grown, you know, I started to really take to other different genres of music, and I actually find more solace in other genres of music. You know, being that rap is what I do. You know, I tend to lean heavier towards the singer-songwriters and alternative and things of that nature.
Yeah, and like you guys said, you know, music, you're not pinned down to a certain type of what you like. Obviously, the heart and soul you put into hip-hop, you know, for professional reasons and emotional reasons and everything, but, you know, you apply real music to the hip-hop you do. So that's a beautiful thing. And that's what, you know, we try to portray here, and that's why we have, you know, artists such as yourselves, because, you know, to kind of get a younger crowd to know a little bit more about music. And we talk about a lot on the show, the double-edged sword of the internet, all the information's out there to know about it, but a lot of people don't look it up, you know, whether YouTube or Google or anything like that. So, you know, we try to definitely keep music, real music in rotation here at Dieful Radio.
That's what's up.
But
on
another note, How did you all get together as far as this project? Because I'm definitely gonna I gotta play this track with T3 once some more. I mean, I've been banging that all day. How did this project come together with you guys?
You got a little delay over there. It was the thing. You know, me and Rock known each other for a while. You know, he reached out, you know, through, you know, mutual, you know, circles or whatever. And, you know, we kind of connected after admiring, you know, each other's styles and respecting each other's styles from afar, and just actually, you know, finally connecting. And you know, it started off with us doing, you know, features for each other. And then it just developed into a thing of, like, you know, let's see what we can do. You know, we put our thing together, and that's just it kind of was organic, man. It wasn't nothing forced. It wasn't nothing, you know, contrived or nothing like that. It was just more of a natural, organic, you know.
Absolutely. And the music speaks for itself. I'm actually going to play this track right now once some more, because the people got to hear it. And then we got some callers lined up. I still got some more questions. So it's just a beautiful night in hip hop. You know what I mean? But again,
yes, sir.
We got to tell these people, man. And I'm telling them right now, it's going to be on my website, Trouble in the Neighborhood. You got to go get it. They can get it iTunes, anywhere else. Do you guys have a website right now or any other information? Or it's just they can pop it on iTunes?
You can get it on iTunes. You can go on WanderingWorksRecords.com. They have they're actually the label that put it out, Nature Sounds, distributed it. So you can go on Nature Sounds. It'll be in I believe the shipping out to the stores go within the next week or two. So it'll be in the stores within the next week or two. So, I mean, just punch in Trouble in the Neighborhood, Rapper Pooh, Rock C, you know, and find it somewhere and grab that.
Yep, absolutely. And I got a lot of listeners that when they listen, like when you say information, the website, they're literally looking at it right now. So that's why I try to get that info out there. But real quick, we're going to check this song out with T3. And is it Ina Williams? I apologize.
Ina Williams.
Ina Williams. Just a classic track right here, exclusive on Dotful Radio. We got Big Poon Roxy in the house, Trouble in the Neighborhood. Let's go.
Out like a chicken pox, I'm renaissance, you been a cop, I'm ten a pop, men in tights, men in pawns, and bigger balls, Nicki Minaj on top like get them off, win the course in the fourth like hit them off, and come back for a little more, my style is similar to a renegade when he pissed off, lid off the top get forged, my wordplay like a figure four, bend out of shape, I pray for the many laws, been a force upgraded to a bigger horse. Power scour overseas like a boss. If it was up to me, but it's not, so I don't live life cuddly, trying to live a good life comfortably. I'm saying I don't live life cuddly, trying to live the good life comfortably. A chick that'll comfort me.
You know a nigga caked up, when all these bitches chase up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go. You know a nigga caked up, when all these bitches chase up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go. Hello America, young black, a newbie in the flow. As sick as a chest cold, a loogie and a spit. As far as a free throw, I'm losing you, I'm psycho. Out of my mental, pursue me and I get those. New wave, oh so, Peruvian banknotes. And those chicks know, they do me when I say so. Just look at us fall out, with balls out, pause. Shows be sold out, the broads all applause. Just let me get these two, I breeze through with two dimes. Cold as the igloo, I take up to the telly, get them out to eat these zoos. I speak truth, niggas know we killing them Top Gun.
Baby, can't you see I'm feeling you? Can we spend some more time in you?
You know a nigga caked up, and all these bitches chased up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go. You know a nigga caked up, and all these bitches chased up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go. Stop sleeping on the kid snoozing. Long clock, nigga, stay losing. Stay bruising, all percussions. Get concussions when that nigga poof. Get furniture moving. Who's in line? I'm inclined to speak mine. The soapbox, stand atop and preach mine. To each I'm king of the vocal recordings. Pour liquor, yeah, I drink mine. Battleship, try and sink mine. We don't babysit, we don't give a shit. We just get a grip. Nigga, get a grip. Money, touch your fingertips. Get bread first, hoes fighting just a lick. A little cream off the spoon. Youngin', I'm a poet, not a coon. People play notes, but they soundin' out of tune. The beat is my bitch, and I am her groom. Believe that. You know a nigga caked up, and all these bitches chased up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go. You know a nigga caked up, and all these bitches chased up, cause every night we rock the show. Y'all know, hands up if you want some more. Go.
Die for Radio. That's the exclusive right there. Big Pooh and Rock C want some more. And again, I love it because, you know, I know we talked about the balance and everything like that, but it's feel-good hip-hop. You know, it's something you can just feel. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, really, I have to say, y'all. Big shout-out to you. So that's definitely what's up. So what's going to be new for 2014, y'all, going into 2015? We got any new projects going, mixtapes, videos, what's popping for the rest of the year?
Oh, man. Pooh, set it off.
We got the video out right now for the crew. That's out right now. You know, we got the album release coming up towards the end of the month, May 23rd at the Airliner in L.A. And just trying to, you know, trying to figure out the date thing, you know, trying to get those together. You know, I got, you know, my own schedule to tend to. Rock got a schedule to tend to, so just trying to get that together. You know, I got a project coming out later this year with Knot called Home Sweet Home, and so trying to get that together as well. So a lot coming, man. Just trying to make sure everything is timed out right and put out correctly.
Absolutely. Now, what date did you say the show was at the Airliner?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. I'm going to have to make it out there, man, because I'm out here in L.A. So
okay.
I'm definitely going to have to make
come
it out
come
there.
Come hang out with us. Have some fun.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You can count me in for sure. I'm going to put it on my calendar right now. I actually got a 623 call that's been waiting for a second to holler at you guys. 623, you live on Die 4 Radio with Big Pooh and Roxy. What's happening? Area code 623-999. You live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
hello?
You live on the air. What's happening? Die 4 Radio.
This is Jacob Popperwell. What's wrong with you, Dyer?
Oh, man, there's so many numbers on the line right now. What's happening with you, homie? We live with Big Pooh and Rock C. Real Hip Hop, what's happening with you?
Yo, what's up, Big Pooh? Shout out. Much love to y'all, man. You knock it out the park at the Airliner. I may show up. Yo, Dyer, I'm in L.A., brother.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, make sure you're here for the show on the Airliner. You got any questions for Big Pooh and Rock C?
No, I just wanted to hit them up and give them, you know, I appreciate what they do, you know what I'm saying? You just keep doing your thing. I'm glad to hear there's some stuff coming out. So, yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, part of fam over here knows good hip-hop, book shows. He's a man of a million ways, man. So definitely big shout-out and appreciate you tuning in tonight, Jacob.
Yep, take care, man. You guys have a wonderful night.
Yep. You too, bro.
Back at you.
Right. That's what's up. Now, on a kind of flip side to the coin, to this hip hop game today, although I know you guys are gonna stay true, you know, to the music and how it feels good to you, but do you feel it's kind of a risk to make hip hop like that right now? As far as, you know, we're in an era right now where sounding the same is important. You know what I mean? And it, not important, but to get you know, listened to and everything kind of on the radio sounds the same. Did you feel at all kind of it's a risk to put out an album like you guys did, being real hip-hop like that?
No, I don't think it's no risk, man. I just think it's one of them things where you just got to be comfortable in your skin, man. Like, you know, you got to determine what success is to you, and you got to figure out if you want to be here for the long run. If you're trying to run a marathon, or you're trying to run a sprint, you know what I'm saying? And we about running marathons over here, so, you know, it's not going to be a thing where everybody, you know, may take to it, but, you know, we're going to get those that's rocking with it, you know, whether they just rock with Pooh or they just rock with Roxy, or, you know, they just like the sound of what we did together. But, you know, that's just what it's about, man, just reaching out, expanding, and gaining more listeners and more ears, and, you know, eventually, you know, it's going to be, you know, bigger than what it is now, but, you know, that's not the concern. We just concentrated on making good hip-hop, and that was that.
And I guess risk, and I'll, you know, not to interrupt you, but I guess risk is kind of a bad word. I didn't mean it so much in that, but for the younger crowd, you know, to kind of hear some stuff like that, you know, it's what I love, so I'm always looking for it. But there's a lot more work involved to get, you know, that younger crowd to peep it out, because it's not what's just on the, you know, the radios everywhere and everything like that. So I guess, you know, I didn't mean to say necessarily risk. I just couldn't come up with, you know, a better word at that point. But, you know, you feel what I'm saying.
What you
able
I understand
to
what you meant.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you got to stay true to yourself. I think that's a lot of things. Like, you know, growing up listening to Little Brother and stuff like that, like, we, you know, I have to say, we felt like we, you know, knew you and artists at that era. You know, never met you in your life, but through your music, it's like, what? You know, yeah, I know. You know, a lot of these artists nowadays, I can't really tell who they are just by their music. So I really do think that's important, you know, staying true to yourself, because it reflects in your art.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I just think it's one of them things where, you know, you just got to definitely got to stay true to who you are and true to your art. And you got to stay the course and you got to work it, you know, work it like that, man. And at the end of the day, everything going to shake out like it's supposed to shake out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you know, I definitely know I ain't speaking for myself, but I love to be, you know, like one of these other dudes and you know, selling hundreds of thousands of records and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always look at it like, you know, I've had I've been blessed to be in the position to put out music and people actually go support it. And for, you know, the last 10, 11, 12 years, there's a lot of cats that came out with hot joints last week. I mean, not last week, but last year that disappeared from the scene and we don't know where they are. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to not be one of those guys. And I haven't been one of those guys because I stayed true to who I was. So, you know, that's what I know, so that's how I'm gonna roll.
Absolutely, absolutely beautiful thing. Before we let you all go tonight, I got to play this other track, and then we do got a couple more callers on the line, but I got to play this Alchemist track. How did you guys get together with Alchemist? Obviously, you said, you know, these projects, features, everything, but, you know, producing-wise, he's all over the map. So, you know, tell us a little bit about the encounter with Alchemist and how this went down.
You know, Alchemist is the homie, you know, him and the Big Twins. Like, you know, as Pooh said before, we called in a lot of favors for this album because we really wanted to make something that would, you know, get people's ears open and make them appreciate what we did. So, you know, I put in one of them calls to the homie like, yo, we need you. We need that, you know, that Al Camino. We need one of them slappers. And, you know, it wasn't a problem. And that's what he came with, you know, put in the call to Twins. It was the same situation. There you have it.
The beautiful thing. We live with legends here, y'all. Y'all don't even know. Here goes Get That Mother with Alchemist and Big Twins. Come on.
Hello? Somebody said that the jig's up. Only got a few minutes left before my door's kicked in. Pooh in the same situation. Wonder if he got the same call as me or is he just sitting waiting? Grab what I can to make my escaping. Send a kite to see if my dude is alright. What the fuck happened? Just then somebody started blasting. Shot back cause I'm old fashioned. Got hit so I'm not laughing. Vision blurry, memories passing. At a rapid rate I know the things are pearly gates. State your business. Too injured for retaliation. Stay the been scoping this out for a while now. Know where my mama stay, know how I get down. Roll around in big trucks, frontin' like this big bucks. They need a big cut, or I'm getting stuck. And guaranteed there's no getting up. What the fuck? I catch him with his girl at the flick, at the mall while we shopping for kicks. I'ma get that motherfucker. Or maybe just ride up next to you at the drive-thru and sneak up beside you. Surprise! Jealousy is a motherfucker. If you're a jealous motherfucker, you're just a beat. I'ma kick that motherfucker. Like,
dark room, lights out, walls closing in. Keep blinds on the window drawn, here we go again. Ring, ring goes the rotary, rocks on the other end. Out with the blazes, how we do, I'm never going in. Holy time now before these niggas start flowing in. Meal, say a prayer, I repent, Lord, I have sinned. Back on my feet, got peoples in the street with the info. Relay this message to my kinfolk. Who be never ran, never will. Left plenty in my will for my fam that still depending on these two bros. Shoulder blades, before I go to jail, pull a pin on his hand grenade. Maybe I'm selfish, maybe I don't give a fuck. Never trust luck, cause that bitch tend to duck when the heat's on. People need to be warned, I ain't going out without a fight. You run up on me quick, that's a long kiss, good night.
I catch him with his girl at the flick, at the mall while we shopping for kicks. I'ma get that motherfucker. Or maybe just ride up next to you at the drive-thru and sneak up beside you.
Surprise!
Jealousy is a
sitting in the crib, done, I'm all fucked up. Roxy says the kite, it's time to get up.
jumped on a flight all the way to L.A. Got a couple of gas from one of my essays. Ran in the crib, he had work like four knocks. Try to make a move, so I hit him with four shots to drop. Lady start screaming and shit. Push her to the floor, tell her keep her mouth shut. The other two dudes start crying like dicks. Calm down, son, it's gonna be quick. Raise the 4/5 right up to his forehead. The wall right behind him, shit was all red. Can't rob a nigga that grew up gangster. Got no respect, you fucking wankers. Let the bitch go, no women, no kids. QB lifestyle, that's how it is.
I catch him with his girl at the flick. At the mall while we shopping for kicks. I'ma get that motherfucker. Or maybe just ride up next to you at the drive-thru and sneak up beside you.
Die for radio. You already know how it goes down. All my online listeners, 646-200-4945. Now, obviously, that was just a straight banger right there. We got Big Pooh in the house. We got Roxy in the house. Just a beautiful night in hip-hop, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. I mean, y'all feel the energy in that is crazy. Crazy, crazy. I wish I could be a fly on the wall on that studio session right there.
That's that gym music. Make you want to go hit some weights or something, a punching bag or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a caller. We got an 818 out here in the valley. 818-743. You live on Doppel Radio with Roxy Pooh. What's happening?
What's going on, y'all? This is your boy, Mr. Harold Tate. How y'all feeling over there?
All right, all right, all right. How you living tonight?
Man, living great. No complaints, man. Constantly keep moving, you know? Listen to that vibing out for
yes,
that,
sir.
Man. Yeah. Hello. It's the Big Pooh over there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, we're good. We're good.
Man, grew up listening to you, dog. I'm originally from Jacksonville, North Carolina. So when I heard about y'all, you know, Knife Wonder was, you know, was hooking y'all up with some tracks and whatnot. Man, slapping, man. Y'all inspired the heck out of me, man, especially you, man. Straight up.
No doubt. I appreciate it, man. Real talk.
So I have a quick question, though. I have a quick question
for both of
y'all, man. How did you continue with the type of genre of music that's going on right now with the original hip-hop reference and substance that y'all have? Like, how do y'all continue to keep putting out live stuff for your listeners and for your fans to keep fighting?
I think for me personally... This is Roxy. Like, for me personally,
okay,
like, I never really got into the game for, like, I mean, like Pooh said, it'd be great to, you know, to have millions of records sold and this and that, but that was never my intent. You know what I mean? Like, when I listened to music, I always gravitated towards the artists that I felt like I knew that I can, you know, no matter what was good or bad through their songs, you could feel like, you know, you can grow with them. So if I ever got the chance, I always wanted to be one of them artists, no matter what the times or the decades be, you know what I'm saying? People still go through the same stuff daily, and music is my therapy. And I think, you know, we all feel the same on some levels, and I've been blessed that people have gravitated towards that and appreciate it. Like, I try to speak for the underdog.
Okay. Heck yeah.
And for me, you know, very likewise to what Rock T was saying, and just, you know, I come from the standpoint where music, you know, music for me tells stories of my life. You know, it's the soundtrack for different portions of my life. And I always gravitated towards the music that had an emotional pull. You know what I'm saying? No matter what emotion it got out of me, it was an emotional pull. And so that's kind of what I gravitate to. And so that's just that's what I try to do. You know, hopefully I'm the soundtrack to a lot of the people out here that's listening.
I have another quick question, man. Those are good answers. Can I ask those, Dyer?
What's that?
I got one more quick question, bro.
Go ahead.
Okay, how, I mean, from the both of y'all, man, how do you separate from your regular lives that you live, you know, relationships, kids, and still continue to, you know, how do you separate that from business? Like, what are some of the insights that you guys, like, hold on to keep that being attached but disattached mentality?
For me, man, I don't separate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think that's what people, when they listen to me and Rock, you know, artists like me and Rock, that's what they hear, you know what I'm saying? They hear who we are. Like, you hearing who I am. Like, even though you don't know me, you've never met me, you're hearing who I am. You're not hearing a representative of who I am. You're not hearing a character that I'm playing. You're not, like, no, you're hearing me. So I don't separate, you know what I'm saying? I let my real life inspire me to make the music I make. I let my real life inspire me to make the moves that I'm going to make within the business, and that's just how I always chose to carry it, and that's how I'm going to continue to carry it.
Beautiful thing. Go ahead, Rocky. You got some feedback too.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, if this music thing is something that you're really going to do, you got to really be married to it. You know what I mean? It's not like everything comes second to it, but in a matter, it kind of does. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, this is your legacy. If you're trying to be a fly-by-night type of cat, then, you know what I mean, you just get in where you fit in and you'll just get them few opportunities. But especially being an independent artist, like, this is what cats live and breathe. Like, you know, I was Rock C before I was ever put out a record, you know what I mean? So
right.
I just try to be as true to myself as possible. That some, if I could live with myself at the end of the day, then I know I did a good job.
Well, God bless y'all, man. I'm inspired and happy, and, man, I'm going to keep following y'all.
That's what's up. Come on down to the show on the 23rd.
23rd is the showcase, Mr. You already know.
Yep, I already know. I'm there.
That's what's up. So you know what I'm saying? It's been an absolute pleasure having you all on the lines. Your feedback, your state of mind, your hip hop. So definitely give your last shout outs and especially your guys' Twitter's accounts, because we got a lot of followers and they'll definitely be following. And then before y'all go, if I could get a Die 4 Radio drop, I would definitely be chopping that up and getting it in the rotation over here. So go ahead, give your last shout outs for sure.
Who? Man, I mean, I just want to shout out everybody that's listening, man, everybody that's, been down with, myself and Roxy and that's been supporting from day one, or if you just started supporting and listening to this interview, man, you know what I'm saying? Come one, come all, man. Just thank y'all, and I hope y'all keep rocking with us. Hope y'all go out, get the record, enjoy the record. Hope to see a lot of y'all on the 23rd at the Airliner in L.A., and, y'all can catch me on Twitter, Rapper Big Pooh. Spell everything correctly, Rapper Big Pooh on Twitter. I try to hit as many people back as possible as my time allow, and, y'all can definitely check me there.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Myself, our motto, hold us down, we hold you up. You know what I mean? Everybody that's been down with anything Rock C has been a part of since day one, hopefully I've done justice and continue to do justice. Y'all can catch me at Roxy805 on Twitter, which is ROCC805. Anybody that hits me, I definitely hit you back. You know what I mean? I try to be in tune with the people as much as I can.
And I think that's important nowadays. So I'm glad y'all put that out for sure. And then however y'all want to do it, but somehow, Die 4 Radio drop, and we'll let y'all enjoy your night. Like I said, it's been a pleasure having you on the airways.
Oh, go. Start it off, Pooh. I'll bounce off you.
Got you. Yo, check it out. It's your man, Rapper Big Pooh.
And your boy, Rock C.
Right now, you're checking
out
Die 4 Radio. It says,
Trouble. Get him.
That's what's up. So, again, man, it's just been a privilege and honor, and I'm definitely going to be connecting with y'all behind the scenes, but besides that, I'm for sure going to be at the show, so don't even trip. We'll be meeting up then.
No doubt.
That's what's up, and thank you for having us, man. It's a pleasure, and keep doing what you're doing. We need more shows like you. Salute.
I appreciate
to you.
It, man. And just keep us in the loop, too, because, you know, like you said, I'm going to hold you down and hold you up, you know. So keep us in the loop, new music, anything. We're going to make sure it gets some rotation.
All right. Yeah, the relationship's built. There's nothing.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's up. Man, what a beautiful show. Y'all enjoy your night.
All right.
Back at you.
Peace.
Yes,
peace. Hip hop at its finest. And to actually go straight into it, I have my next special guest in the house for sure. Die for Radio, making history here. LeChat, what's happening with you?
You know. What's up with Die for Radio? We finally connect this thing, huh?
we just, you know, we sitting having a good time. We talking, we conversating, you know what I'm saying? Talk about good times, talk about sometimes bad times, but it all makes to this beautiful thing that we call music. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I've been trying to get this interview for a long time. I appreciate us finally making it happen. It's an honor, and I'm privileged to be on with you.
Oh, well, we're definitely privileged to have someone as yourself on these airways, obviously. So, you know, to kind of get right into it, and it's crazy I say, too, you know, through good times and bad times and everything, but that's what part of music is. But I'm going to talk about your shine right now. Now, obviously, you got a beautiful project out right now. Why don't you tell these people a little bit about it?
Well, really, it's dropping May the 27th. It's me and Gangsta Boo. We dropping Witch Project. It's dropping online first, May the 27th. Then, like, 2-4 weeks later, it's going to be in store. So, y'all make sure y'all get it, man. You know, me and Boo, we finally gave y'all what y'all all wanted. We never changed our chemistry. So you don't expect to hear no new Gangsta Boo flows or no new Lil Chat flows or, you know, we got y'all what y'all wanted, who y'all love us for and who we are. You know, we got features like Frazier Boy, Lil White. We got Mia X on the project. We got some production from DJ Powell, Drummer Boy, DJ Squeaky, mm-hmm. Lil J on the track. You know, a little couple of little high hitters. You know, and it dropped.
Yeah, definitely. And we had actually the privilege of having Mia X on the show. So when she was on the show, we actually got to premiere that track. So that was a beautiful thing. So, you know, it's nice to have you now on the airways because it just connects these dots. I mean, and that's part of what I love with this platform is keeping this circle of music going. You know, just keep it rotating, keep it going, support everybody that supports you.
That's what's up.
So definitely we got the new project. What else is going on with you nowadays? I know 2014 is going to be a big year.
Right after that, in August, I know y'all remember Murder, She Spoke. In August, I'm dropping Murder, She Spoke, too. You know, I got some good features on there. I got Young Jock on there. I got Snooty Wild. And, of course, I did my thing. I got some good producers on there also. So I'm going to be coming in town this year. Me and Boo, we go tour starting in June. They getting the schedule together, so y'all be staying tuned. We coming to a hood near you, a arena near you, everywhere.
That's what's up now. Murder, She Spoke dropped in 2001. We sitting in 2014 right now, and obviously you've had albums since then, so I'm not just saying that's the only project, but what's kind of, you know, the biggest thing you've learned about this business since then? Because this is a grueling business, and I bring this to the forefront a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know the ins and outs of this business and how grueling it actually really is, whether you have a platinum hit or not. So, you know, what's one of the biggest things that you've learned? And I say that, too, because we got a lot of independent artists that listen as well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the biggest thing that I learned is the only way you can stop is if you stop. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it going. Sometimes, you know, it look like that. Keep in mind that I'm always working, you know, just because they don't see me on the screen or might not hear me on the radio. Keep in mind I put my foot in this game when I got in this motherfucker. So that means, you know, I'm still doing shows. I'm still selling verses. I'm still dropping albums. I'm still dropping mixtapes. Even when you don't see me, I'm still working. So the only thing that can stop you is when you stop. That's the biggest thing I learned, because if I stop, then I stop. You know, I rap for a living. So that means, you know, you might not see me on your BET screen, but you might see me on your local independent channel or whatever. To me, all of it is still promo. All of it still working. All of it still get you paid shows. all of them still get you paid verses, and all of them still keep your name relevant. You know, so the biggest thing that I learned is you won't stop unless you stop. So keep going. Keep going.
And you know, you touched on it a little bit right there, too, because that independent game, you know, nowadays can be as big as a major sometimes because of the access with computers and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, you can get your own stuff on iTunes and all sorts of stuff. That independent hustle is big nowadays.
I'm telling you, we didn't have all that back then. It's easier.
Yeah.
You know, these days, social network, media network will make you go platinum.
Yes, it does. It does. On your own, too.
Yeah, make you go platinum just by people keeping in tune with you. Matter of fact, I got 3 Facebooks. Y'all look me up. They all ran by me, and I got a fan page. I really don't run here too much, but I got 3 Facebooks. I got Lil Chat Daniels, Lil Chat Gino, Lil Chat Dammer Duds and Daniels. I'll be acting a fool on them, too. I got Instagram, Lil Chat underscore, and Lil Chat is spelled like L-A-C-H-A-T underscore the chat bitch, D-A-C-H-A-T, B-I-S-H. I had to put the B-I-S-H in there so I can keep it commercial. So then I got my Twitter. It's The Real Lil Chat. Y'all follow me, D-A-R-E-A-L-L-A-C-H-A-T. And I'm always promoting. I promote more than, you know, I give y'all some of me, but I promote more than anything because that's really what it's for. I had a fan ask me, Chat, why you don't give us none of your personal stuff? We already are fans. Why you won't give none of your personal stuff? Because to me, when I'm talking to my fans, it's not personal. You know what I'm saying? I like to have fun. I like to laugh. I don't want to come on social network with sad stories. I want y'all to know the good part of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, but you're also from an era, we were talking about this with the previous guests, where when we heard you rap, we know who you were. You know, you don't see that a lot nowadays. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I don't know some of these artists just by what they're rapping in their songs. I used to. I don't hear it a lot nowadays. I mean, it's out there. You just got to look for it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
You know
what?
I'm going to get into real quick. I'm actually going to I'm going to play this bitchy with Mia X and Gangsta Boo, and we're going to come right back with the legendary Lil Chat, Die 4 Radio. Let's go.
Yeah, no.
Shout out to MCE, the
original.
What we going to do right about now is take y'all back to the club. When the clubs was really about that life. Mama Mia. Gangsta Boo. Lil Chat, let's go.
I'm that bitch, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
But together we are
the White Crows.
And you are now rocking with Die For Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.
Die For Radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. I got the legendary LeChat. We was just rocking out right now. Man, this is just
man,
the energy
song.
Now.
Doing that song was so fun. Matter of fact, y'all got to check out the video. We got the video on YouTube right now. Got the internet going nuts with it. Just going nuts.
But I was just saying that, though. Listen to the. You could just hear the energy in that song. You know what I mean? Like, whew, that's great.
Yeah, see, what we did was, you know, the song called Bitches. So what we did, we really gave y'all the three different type of bitches/women, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to Boo verse, Boo, she's the bitch that's gonna break a nigga, you know, take a nigga money and do what she got, break a man or however y'all want to say it, but y'all know this is a chat bitch, so y'all know y'all gotta let me talk the way I talk. So, okay, then you got Mia X, she's an independent woman, you know, she getting her own money, standing on her 2 feet, and then you got me, I'm a street hood bitch. So we really got y'all all three kinds of bitches/women in the world right there.
Mm. And it was absolute pleasure. We haven't had to have Gangsta Boo on, but we, like I said, we had me an ex. It was a pleasure just like, you know, having you on the show. It's just a fun show. You know what I'm saying? I do got a caller that actually wants to come in real quick. It's either a Skype caller. They blocked the number. Live on Die 4 Radio with LeChat. What's happening with you?
Die 4 Radio, what good, homie?
What's happening? What's happening?
Want to say hi to LA Chat. What good, girl?
Hey, what's up with you? Where you calling from?
Calling from out here in the Bay, straight out Compton.
Okay.
Yo, 101.
Okay. That's what's up.
See, you doing
that's
your thing
up.
Out
you,
there?
You got a question for the guest of the hour?
Yeah, I'm bumping your new joints of the day.
I appreciate it. Make sure you caught that witch. Me and Gangsta Boo dropping May the 27th.
Yeah, I got that. One love.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. So you got people coming out the woodworks for this project.
That's exciting.
Yeah, no. They definitely, I mean, but again, just you know, off that last track, I mean, the energy on there, you know, is crazy. But I'm going to ask, though, going into this project, obviously you grind, like you said, you never stop. But what was the mentality or almost state of mind going into this project with her?
Well, you know, man, Boo, we never lost touch. We've been friends so long, you know, it's really overdue, but really at the right time. We have been planning to do it over the years, but our schedules never let us done it. So it's overdue, but the perfect timing because it looked like, you know, they were missing the chatting Gangsta Boo touch in the industry. But, you know, we just had energy and we gave it to them. It's like, man, it took us a month. So I know we was like over ready. We got in that studio. We dropped it. We didn't play with them. We came together. We came up with beats and we came up with hooks and we collabed and we gave it to him. We didn't get too many features because me and her are the features. We the features ourselves, really, you know.
Yep. But you had to get the legendary Mia X in there for sure.
Oh, man, what? We had to get Mia X. Couldn't do it without her. You know, we got Mia X, and like I said, we got a couple of more features, but we really didn't do too many of them. You know, but we gave it to him. So y'all make sure y'all get to the witch. May the 27th, when I say we gave it to you, that means it's guaranteed to be something that you all going to like, that you all going to bump, that you all going to feel, and it's real. You know, we ain't in here acting, we ain't in here being something that we ain't. We ain't in here shopping it out. You know, ain't no wrong with shopping in your songs and all that. We just giving y'all the real deal.
But you know what? That's what the game needs. It's what the game always needed. So, you know, I don't know why people change formulas. My thing is, you know, like, that, you know, my mom used to tell me, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I'm telling you. We got another single that we dropping next. It's called Can't Sit With Us. Oh, man, Lil J on the track made that. You know, the one he produced for Crime Mob a lot. Rock the Hip and Stilettos in the Club, you know, Lil J. Yeah, we got a new single we dropping. We probably going to drop that before the project drops. But it's a hot single. It's me and Boo. That's the next thing on there. So y'all be looking for You Can't Sit With Us. Y'all be listening out for that. It's going to be the new, they're going to be the theme of the summer. Y'all going to be telling them, nah, You Can't Sit With Us. It's like it's different levels to this shit. You got, the only way you can sit with us, you got to be on our level. Other than that, baby, You Can't Sit With Us. They're going to be the theme for the summer.
I feel it. I feel it. And and again, like you heard, you know, with our last guest, but with any guest we have here, we're going to hold you down. So as all this comes to fruition and everything we're doing here, you got to keep us involved so we can make sure to pump it out to these people.
And I appreciate that very much. And, you know, y'all make sure if y'all got some artists that y'all mess with, y'all stay tuned into them because they don't stop. You know, they still going on. I don't think they make them stop as if they stop and if they fans stop. So the fans, y'all got to keep supporting y'all favorite artists, you know what I'm saying, because we do this music from the heart. We do it from the womb to the tomb, you know what I'm saying? This ain't something. Some people might just wake up in the morning and then also want to be rappers, but you got some real rappers that been doing it so long and dedicated to it and put their all in it for y'all. So y'all make sure y'all stay supporting us artists because we out here.
And going to continue to be out here making music, making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love seeing the artists, especially with the tenure that you've had, still out here just grinding and still excited about music because, again, I talked about the beginning interview, how grueling the business is. It's real easy to just walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm good. I love music, but it's not worth it. So I love seeing artists still excited about it. It means a lot to us fans and just, you know, for music in general, for hip-hop in general.
And for sure, another good thing that I learned, you know, there ain't no friends in this business. It's all business. Mm-hmm. It's all business. Ain't no personal, ain't no friends. So never get caught up in a friendship. It's always a business ship. I don't care who this person is or what this company is or what type of money they got. Always remember, it's nothing but business. No friendship at all. You can spend 5 years with somebody and this person, it'll take one day for you to feel like or them to act like they never knew you. So if you come in with your hard cold, leave with the cold. Because if you come in with your feelings, you're going to get them hurt. Guaranteed.
Real talk.
Leave your feelings out the game, bro.
Yeah. Real talk from someone that's been there, someone that you know is speaking the truth. Before I let you get out of here, definitely give some last shout-outs, and then I need that Le Chat Die For radio drop ASAP. But go ahead and give your last shout-outs and any, you know, message to the fans or whatever you want to get out to them.
Y'all make sure y'all cop that witch on iTunes, May the 27th. It's me and my girl, Gangsta Boo. Murder, She Spoke To, coming August 2014. Again, my Twitter is TheRealLeChat, DaReala. CHAT, Instagram, LACHAT underscore the chat bitch, DACHATBISH. And y'all might keep your head up, stay prayed up, stay away from the haters, and keep supporting your girl. You know.
That's what's up. Listen to information. We're going to pump that out and make sure it gets on our websites and all to my fans and followers. We get good replay value here, too. People on the East Coast, you know, that already in bed or got to work, they definitely go and check out the show. So all the information is going to be out there. So let's get that legendary Le Chat Die For Radio drop. This is going to be classic right here.
Yeah. This your girl, Le Chat, and you tuned in to Die For Radio. You ain't mad, is it? You ain't know.
That's what's up right there. So we really appreciate your time and your point of view and, like I said, just everything about tonight. So keep us in the loop, like I said, and we'll definitely be chatting and hold you down. And just have a blessed night. Again, we're just privileged to have your time.
And you too. Appreciate you all. Thank you very much.
No problem, no problem. Have a great night.
You too.
Dafo Radio in the house. That's the way it goes down. Le Chat. This has just been a great, great show. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely got some more heat for y'all. You already know. I actually got my next guest in the house. Everybody's been overwhelming. I mean, the phone lines are blown up. Remember, people, if you want to talk, press 1 so I know you want to, you know what I'm saying, extend your hand and say, hey, I got something to say. I want to, you know, interject. This is my favorite artist. Whatever you got to do, I'm going to come to the lines. I know there's a lot of you on there. So, you know, we definitely, definitely going to do it like that. But now I got the OG homie. Y'all know Diggable Planets. But this is a man on a mission for himself right now. What's happening, big homie?
What's up, little homie? You good?
I'm good, man. C Knowledge, a.k.a. Doodlebug, legendary in this game. Just a privilege having you on the lines, man.
Man, thanks for having me, bro.
No problem. You know, we really try to have, you know, on this platform here, Dafo Radio, you know, real good conversation about substance and everything else. And, you know, but I try not. The situations get in there where, you kind of compare hip-hop now to hip-hop then. And, you know, there's really no comparison. But at the same time, you know, with what you got going and always had going, man, it's just it's a beautiful thing with you no matter what year it is.
I appreciate that. That's what's up.
That's what's up. So tell these people, you know what I'm saying, what's been up with you, man, because there's a lot of callers, and I know they've been waiting for you and to hear what's new. So I guess we'll just – I got to ask, because that's what all my Twitter followers – what's been up? So what's been up with you nowadays, my friend?
Man, I'm just basically laying low, you know what I'm saying, doing my music, chilling with my family, taking care of my kids, being with my wife and all that, you know what I'm saying? And on the music side, I've been producing this 10-song album with my band called To Life, Love, and Loot. We've been working on it for like the last 2 years or so, and on and off. And we finally got it ready to be released this summer. We're going to do it independently, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a hip-hop, funk, soul, rock, bluesy kind of vibe to it, you know what I'm saying? Grown folk music, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. And well, and again, we kind of talk about it, substance, you know. And I think substance is a huge part. I say this every time, and people kind of, our followers that we have, you know, be like, you always say that. But, you know, I grew up in an era where we listened to all sorts of music, especially
yeah, no
as
doubt.
A kid.
Oh,
you know, my parents had records, so it was Boogie Woogie, it was soul, it was classic rock, it was classical music. It was even like,
Broadway
musicals like Jesus Christ Superstar, the original motion picture soundtrack and stuff like that, and vinyls we had.
and we applied that actually
to our hip-hop, you know. And so where the balance kind of connects that we talk about is it's not these younger kids' fault they were born in 2000. And they only have listened to hip-hop that's on the radio, you know, at the age they start listening to hip-hop, and that's what they apply there. But there's also no excuse, I think, because it's all right in front of you. Google, YouTube, you can go do the knowledge on whatever you want.
Yeah, true that. But we also got to give this generation some credit, too. There's a lot of cats out there, a lot of young cats out there that really do know what time it is and do know what the real is, and they do listen to a lot of different stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I've met a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, on being on the road and stuff like that. So I know they're out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's we got something, you know what I'm saying? There's some light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean? Because this generation is definitely not totally lost, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think in every generation we had those that probably would have been quote-unquote lost, and those who quote-unquote were illuminated and saw what was going on and had an open mind to new things and stuff like that. So I think each generation got its own thing going, you know what I'm saying? This generation is doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different thing. You can't be caught up in all back what we did and what we did. I've gotten caught up saying stuff like that, but when you look at it for real, for what it is, I mean, each generation has its own challenge, you know what I'm saying, its own time. They got to do what they got to do and create their thing, you know, based off of the stuff that came before them, you know what I'm saying? So.
And I'm glad you say it like that, though, honestly. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's a very valid point. Very valid point.
Yeah, because, I mean, it sounds like me and you came from, like, almost like the same kind of freaking, you know what I'm saying, background, you know what I'm saying, in terms of growing up listening to all different types of music. I was never really concerned about the artists that I like, how old they were or what they looked like.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, what got me was I wanted to go to the record stores and I wanted to see an album cover that caught my eye, you know what I'm saying? Then made me want to pull it out, go to the record player, play it, see what's on there, and then eventually sometimes you come up with some duds, you know what I'm saying? But most of the time it was some funky, crazy, fly stuff, you know what I'm saying? And we was also looking at it because we were looking for breaks, you know what I'm saying? So we were always looking
absolutely
for breaks. So, you know what I mean? So I was buying crazy records because I knew breaks always was in them records that had those crazy, funky album covers, you know what I mean? Sometimes you would get a dud, but for the most part, you would find something on there that you could use.
Well, it was you know, because I know a lot of kids when I was collecting vinyl growing up, you know, they're collecting baseball cards and, like, comic books. And, you know, when you buy a pack of basketball cards, football, whatever, but, you know, just sports cards, you know, hardly ever did you get your favorite player in that pack. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, no, there definitely was. You know, I got really into, you know, and I'm a producer, an independent artist myself, but growing up, I got really into live music a lot, and what was great is I always had the hip-hop bug no matter what. But, you know, my brother and sister I grew up with actually didn't, and I'm the youngest of the family, but one thing I started doing, my sister, her and I always been close, is she was really into musicals. And I'm not ashamed to say I grew up as a kid going with her to almost every Broadway musical you could imagine. Now, we out here in L.A., but still, now what's interesting is then when I started producing and using vinyl, I would go get the records for my, you know, sister's musical from her little thing. And you start listening.
Some of the musicals got some fly songs in them. It's some dope breaks in them.
I'm saying,
too.
So you start breaking those up.
I know what you mean.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that I mean, you know, just exactly right. It was stuff like that. And then, you know, I also had the advantage. My family grew up playing and taught us how to play old boogie woogie and blues, like Prohibition-style boogie woogie, walking basses and stuff like that. So we grew up playing upright grand piano, and playing, like, blues and boogie woogie. And my uncles didn't even know really how to read music, stuff like that, and could play like a professional. It was just awesome way to grow up with music, you know.
Yeah, that's dope.
Well, that's what's up.
Where you at?
I'm out here in L.A. I'm actually living in the Valley,
LA.
But I'm
word,
here in Los
word.
Angeles.
All right. L.A. I love it out there. Yeah, L.A. All right. Inglewood.
Yeah, Inglewood. Big shout out to all from the I. You already know. So, you know what? We got some callers on the line, like I said, and then I still got some more questions, but I got to bless them with some music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing Bandits. You know what I'm saying? With the Cosmic Funk Orchestra. Woo!
Word.
Tell me a little bit about this track.
Well, it's just a track that me and my drummer wrote together. It's called Bandits, of course. It's just really attracted us talking about the idea of, like, you know what I'm saying, in this day and age, you know what I'm saying, when you out here trying to do underground, they look at you, they look at you like you're a bandit, you know what I'm saying? We got to go out here sometimes and kick the door in, you know what I'm saying, in this industry, you know what I'm saying, and just to take what you want, you know what I'm saying? You got to go out here and just take it, you know, like a bandit, you know what I'm saying? You can't sit around waiting no more, you know what I'm saying? These A&R is not going to come knocking on your door and be like, oh, here you go, here's that $1 million contract you've been waiting for, you know what I'm saying? You got to go out here and get it. So we on our bandits joint, you know what I'm saying? We not waiting no more. We not going to ask nobody nothing. We just going to do what we do. And because of technology and all that, it allows you to be a bandit, you know what I'm saying, and get out here and do your thing.
And I love how you said with the technology, too, it allows you to go – because it is it's a double-edged sword because people could take advantage of the technology
to where
anything can just be put out, whether it's good or not. But I like how you say with the underground, we bandits. I love exactly what you're talking about. Man, don't go nowhere, y'all. You already know we're going to get down a great conversation. You know what I'm saying? And I got to ask, too, I mean, do you go by See Knowledge mostly now? Because I see both. I tried to read up on it today, even though I still follow what you do. but I hear like 50-50. Is it pretty much C Knowledge now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm C Knowledge. I was C Knowledge before I was Doodlebug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got my Righteous Name back in like 1987, 88, something like that, when I was down in Washington, D.C., going to Howard University. I got into the studying the Nation of Islam, 5% Nation, you know what I'm saying? And I changed my name to C Knowledge, Born Allah, you know what I mean? And then later on when I met Ishmael, and he had the group Diggable Planets, and he presented the idea to me and asked me if I would be a part of the crew. At that point is when Doodlebug came to life, you know what I'm saying? But I always see Knowledge. You know, I kind of melded them together like a mutation and called it C-No the Doodlebug, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so I'm glad I asked the question because I actually didn't know that C-Knowledge came before that. I actually didn't know that, and I'm usually on my game.
nobody knows everything, you know what I'm saying? We got to teach each other, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
I'm glad I had some information to drop on you, you know what I mean?
Oh, I already knew you was going to come with tons of info. So that, I mean, again, you're the pinnacle of people I want to have on the Die For Radio airways. So this is a beautiful thing tonight. I'm going to rock this band. It's Don't Go Nowhere, homie. We got callers. I got questions. We're just going to enjoy some music for a quick minute. Bandits, C-Knowledge, Doodlebug. You already know how it goes.
Toes.
Let's go.
Peace.
Looking on filthy green.
radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. I had to get that one out, you know, because it's definitely, I don't want to say different because it's not different, but the beat, the sample, the way everything flows together, the singing, then the rap, it has a point. I just think the track is spread out very well and done very well, honestly. So I definitely had to get that out there. We got C Knowledge in the house. You already know how it goes down.
I appreciate that. And, yo, just as a correction, there's no samples in that song. That's all live. That's all live instrumentation playing in there, John.
And, see, that's dope. And I mean, that's the hardest thing, I think, doing the type of hip-hop that I want to do is to play actual instruments to sound like it's sampled. You know, and you're starting to see it, though. Like you said, there's a lot of cats out there doing their thing, especially with plugins the way they have. I mean, you
get a good
rustic old grand piano plug-in, you know, like Ivory or something like that, and man, it sounds like you chopping it. You know, some of them presets sound like you're just chopping it. Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. And that is the digital era.
Yeah, true that. That's true.
So, you know.
Analog to digital.
Analog to digital. I still love the analog sound. Man, it's crazy. I think that's why I still like records so much. And almost, you know, when you listen to records and then hear that stuff live, it's so similar. I mean, depending on how it's set up, but it just has that vibrance.
I was stuffing it the mugs, and I held on to my ADATs for the longest. I refused to switch over to Pro Tools. It took me the longest freaking time to do it. I held on to my – I still got my ADATs. They in my man Kai Chi basement.
Now, okay, but then when you – okay, so when you did convert over, and I already know the sound with the ADAT and everything, amazing. But as you got used to the digital part of it and the ease with it, I guess you could say, were you like, okay, actually, this is what's up. Because you can get some pretty hot analog-sounding, you know, master plugins and all sorts of stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that definitely is. It definitely is. I'm loving it now, man. I'm iRobot now, you know what I mean? So, I'm definitely feeling the digital. You know what I'm saying? Digital is cool. I mean, like analog, I still love analog, but you can't front on the digital. Digital is dope.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I got to ask. So, we're 21 years in from Rebirth of Slick.
Yeah, wow.
Last year was your guys' 20th anniversary. It was last year.
Yep, for the recent album. And this year is the 20th anniversary for Blowout Cone.
Yep. So I got to ask, I mean, did you think, because everyone's grinding back there, like you brought up ADAT. I mean, when you went to the studio back then to record something, you really had to go to the studio. This isn't a simple task by any means. Did you think a song like that was gonna blow up like that? What were you? I think you guys were like 15 on the top charts. I mean,
yeah, we were somewhere up there. I don't remember the number, but we were somewhere on them charts. I mean, no,
so
I
did you think
never,
it was,
I mean,
was gonna affect?
You're doing it. You have dreams. You got dreams of being a, you know, you watching Rap
really?
City, and you got dreams. That's what you up there. That's all you dream about. Like you sit at the basement, like, wow, one day I want to be on there. Da-da-da. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, I can't wait. But you never really expect. I mean, you kind of, you know, you want it to happen, but when it happens, you're like, wow, yo, how did I get here? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? It was a great. It was definitely a great part of great time of my life. You know what I'm saying? Real good times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and actually, I think Rebirth of Slick, though, you guys did drop in 92, I want to say, but the album maybe came out. But either way, date doesn't matter as far as.
It didn't really hit to 93, but it was released in like the fall of 92 on the low.
Yeah, that's why. I remember it, man. I remember it specifically. That's when you used to go on Tuesday, every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, to see what was coming out. But then on that same question, did you guys think, you know, that particular song, like when you did it, because you're working no matter what, you're doing songs, you get an album done. Did you think it was that song that would catch like that?
No, not at first. You know what I'm saying? It took a think tank of us and some people at the label sitting down and
coming up with that as the one. As you making the album, you know what I'm saying, you're like, oh, this is my song. And then, like, 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, this is my song. And you change every, they all like your babies, you know what I'm saying? So you love them all in a different way, you know what I'm saying? So it really wasn't cool. Like, that wasn't the first song that jumped to our heads and said, oh, this is going to be the one. Not at all. It was way other. It was other songs in the album I thought had more, I just liked better. I don't know. I just felt it had more pop appeal, or not even pop. I don't know. I didn't say pop appeal because I never even thought of us being a pop group. You know what I'm saying? Because what we was doing was totally against what was hot at that moment. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just based on what we had, I felt like there were other songs that were more appealing. And I'm glad I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? And we all decided as a group, along with the label, to put out Cool Like That as the single. And it's a pretty good idea. Look back in hindsight, you know what I mean?
No, I absolutely agree. And you know, I ask that question to a lot of artists we have on here, to be honest with you. And it's amazing. A lot of them say the same thing. They're like, you know, honestly, that wasn't the one that I was like, you know. And they even describe feelings like, you know, this one track, whatever it may be, was like, I, you know, had it in my head, and then I couldn't, you know, boom, boom, and that was my single, and that was my, and then, you know, we picked this, and it ended up working out, you know, but
know.
It's amazing how many times
picked,
I hear that. It's crazy.
I would have picked Pacifics. I loved Pacifics was my joint back then. That was my joint. Swoon Units, that was my joint. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that, you know, and Jimmy digging Cats. I was kind of digging that too. But I'm kind of glad we did what we did, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It was all good. To me, it was all fun, you know what I'm saying? It was an opportunity to be in a big studio, work with some big name engineers and people like that, you know what I'm saying? And tour the world and meet new people. It was a blessing, man.
So what was that like, though, to tour the world and, you know, have the fan support that you did and almost feel like you're still home? I mean, how was that feeling?
It was a great feeling. It was definitely a great feeling. I mean, for one, going to places that you only read about or saw in movies or, you know what I'm saying, or stuff like that, to actually be there. You walk in these streets now, like these stabled streets, and you at these clubs and you meeting people and, like, airports and all these different places. It was a whirlwind, but it was fun. It was enlightening, you know what I'm saying? It opened my eyes to a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I realized I was ignorant to a lot of things, man, in the world, and having the experience of actually being there changed my, you know, opinion on a lot of different things and helped shape me to the man that I am now.
Yep, and that's where music comes to life, because again, people can listen to your music and feel like they know you the way you do it, especially, and then also know that you're going through real life, too, and it helps them deal with their own, because music is essential, you know,
true
to
that,
anything.
True that. That's why it's a sad thing that they're taking it out of all the public schools, you know what I mean? It's a shame.
I agree 100%.
It's very essential, you know what I'm saying? Music, you're really good at music, you can... helps excel in mathematics and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a bad play for them to get music out of the schools, for real.
Yeah, that's a really bad play. Because even I played drums in the middle school band. When I was, you know, high school, I was on the bigger and better things, if you will. I don't mean to say it like that, but, you know, but the music programs are very, all, you know, didn't matter if you knew anybody in the band and everything, you know. Like, high school supported you, you know what I'm saying? You was out there doing it, and especially we grew up, we started playing with the drummers in high school and started getting, you know, live, you know, break, getting them to play break beats instead of traditional and all sorts of stuff. So we, you know, very involved with the bands. That was, you know, that was part of the music.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what's up. So I got to ask, because my Twitter's blowing up with it, whether it be an album or a show or anything, is there any Diggable Planets reunion in the works at all?
Nah.
Not as of right now. Okay. You know, because
no,
a lot of people
all.
Now are like, they got all these shows, you know, people are doing the reunion shows and holograms and all sorts of stuff. So
yeah,
obviously that was like number one trending question, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean,
so, man,
it'd be nice.
Been,
I'm not opposed to it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, just to let you know, not only do we appreciate you, what you still do, you know what I mean? We appreciate what you did and laid down the foundation
well,
for this.
But I appreciate that,
Before
too.
I let
anybody
you go, I
got to
go into this.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for anybody out there that's a fan of Digable Planets, and I appreciate that love. And the fact that they even still 20-something years later still asking about it is a blessing, and it's a good, it's a great thing. And I wish I could go around and meet all those people at some point in my life. Maybe I'll meet some of them, but it's just a great thing. And if any of them, they may not get any more music from us or anything like that, but if they want, they can go to our website. And we have T-shirts, 20-year anniversary T-shirts they can get, you know what I'm saying, and commemorate that time and that music and that sound, you know what I'm saying? And it's the only place you can get it at CosmicFunkTees.com. So, I mean, just for the fans, that's it. But other than that, I mean, you got Ladybug is doing her thing. You can check her out. She got solo stuff. She's doing a lot of stuff with Delta Funky Homo Sapien right now. Butterfly got his own little thing now. He's on Palace Lazaro or Shabazz Palaces, you know what I'm saying? And they're doing really very well. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing Cosmic Funk Orchestra. So Digital Planets is kind of like Voltron, kind of broke down into different little entities, and we're out doing our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Digital Planets had its time, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time for other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And I got another thing I wanna play while you're on the air before we let you enjoy your night, because this has been a privilege, like I've said, this focus track. Tell the audience a little bit about this track. Obviously, Focus, you already know what it's going to be about, but just to the audience.
It's a song, basically it's a song that I had to write for myself to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? I was losing perspective, you know what I'm saying? The group broke up, and I took a long break. I was still doing music in D.C. in the studios, and then I moved up to Philly, and I started doing some stuff at Sigma Studios, and on a low, but I wasn't really doing anything. I didn't know what to do in my life. I didn't know which way to go. I was always used to being a part of a crew, you know what I'm saying? Digable Planets, one-third of a musical community. So I didn't know what to do, you know what I'm saying? So I wrote this song as a way to get myself back into that zone, you know what I'm saying? Get my 120 vision back in focus, you know what I'm saying? And start thinking about what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any lofty expectations of being some super rap star or nothing like that. I just got things in my mind. I got ideas. I like doing music. I got an opportunity to make it and put it out there, so that's what I'm doing. And this song right here was that catalyst to help me get back to that zone, you know what I'm saying? And I got my man Kai Chi, a.k.a. Flo Sama, been rhyming to drop a little verse on there, and also got my man Cassius, a.k.a. Big Wayne, to drop a verse, and then we have the Galactic Singer, Miss Alexa Gold, singing on the hook. And
That's what's up.
Focus on the album To Life, Love, and Loot coming out this summer. And the single Bandits is available now on iTunes. It's only $1.29, you know what I'm saying?
So everybody, go grab that, man. Go grab that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, it's like the same, I mean, it's the same price as a blunt, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't really nothing, man. but, yo, check this
that's
out.
That's why
we
tell people,
joint.
And you got more change in your ashtray right now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Go get it.
No, but on the real, man, stay focused, y'all. You know what I'm saying? CFO.
Let's do it. Doffle Radio. See knowledge in the house. Let's go.
Take me under, shake my 16 is off and get my life together. Sever my ties with certain birds of a feather. We'll flock together, but never, ever, ever get no cheddar. I need some guapole, or people place to stay, so I can get away from all this negativity. I'm talking sucker free like Sundays on MTV. I had to cut some leeches off and try to eat off me. Get my mind right, cause for a sec I got distracted by them video hoes and all the limelight. But now in hindsight, I take these setbacks as a lesson learned and straight it out like a sharpened perm. Time is money, don't waste it on no nonsense. It's kinda funny what these 85ers represent. Greed and bullshit, racism and ignorance. Focus my thoughts and now I got to make the best of this life.
Under hypnosis, stepping in the crescent, still one of the dopest. All around the world, they love it, haven't you noticed? That's your ignorance and need come deliverance. We're changing the game with dignity and diligence, making it relevant. Hip hop, my veterans, keep it alive, keep spitting that intelligence. When they taste it, it'll be like medicine. A little bitter, but after they'll be better men. Not so focused on negative, sending bad vibes. You're killing my poison and others at the same time. Where's your focus? It should be knowing better things. Like love and peace and not just what drama brings. You're feeding the beast, you're fronting like you're in the streets. The message you're sending is sinful and on peace. Care for welfare provided by the puppeteers. Struggle year to year, forced to hustle here and there. So I'm all ears if your ideas can further careers. Yeah, American made through the slave trade. Can find a mind through a cage, then deny minimum wage. And gave birth to a nation, creating verses in the basement, breaking laws with the cause in the name of reparations. I you tax a black man living out of trash can. Thank all for SB12's techniques and task cams. Uncle Sam flying on me, Big Brother spying on me. Now there's ebony and ivory, living in perfect poverty. No social equality, not probably as obvious. We all trying to escape United States of atrocity. Murder, rape, robbed us, homeless and jobless. Takes one striver to leave many survivors. That's why
bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio, so do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio, live in the house. See knowledge, hip-hop, you name it. We did it tonight. He's focused, y'all. What, you know, just another banger. I love, though, the music. The music
word,
in the background.
Thank you. Yeah, that guitar solo at the end is stupidity, boy.
Yeah, that's exactly too what I would, you know, stand out and just was like, damn. Now that's music right there.
Yeah.
I'm glad to premiere it here on Dafoe Radio. Again, tell them when the date the album comes out.
It's coming out first week of July this summer. You know what I'm saying? iTunes, all the digital outlets. Our single Bandits, which you heard earlier on this very show, is available right now on iTunes. Go there and get it, $1.29, you know what I'm saying? And support underground music, man. Support your favorite artists, you know what I'm saying? Because this is how we get it done, you know what I'm saying? We need your support to keep the arts going, you know what I mean? So hopefully you'll keep supporting Die For Radio, you keep supporting C-No the Doodlebug, you keep supporting all these great artists that came on here tonight and the ones that come on in the future, the ones in the past, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep this thing going.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just got to say, man, it's an honor having you, you know, on the show because I already knew what I was going to get. Not only, you know, good music, but good conversation, you know, conversation worth hearing, too. And you know, we salute you here as you know, from Die For Radio, as fans, as the whole thing, for what you've done for this culture, man, and always, always representing this culture. So, a big salute here from Die For Radio and all the listeners and just hip-hop in general.
Enough respect, Soldier, man. Salute to you guys, too, man. Big up to all my peoples in L.A., my man Indian Black out in Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? My girl Black Star Eternal out there in L.A., you know what I'm saying? The whole crew. I love y'all. I can't wait to get back out to L.A., you know what I'm saying? And I love to you, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for having me on. And the album comes out this summer to Life, Love, and Lou, the CFO.
For sure. And like I said, just keep us in the loop, especially when you're coming to L.A., because I'm out here. So we definitely can get something going, you know what I'm saying, or whatever show you're going to do or whatever, I'm going to hold you down and
for sure.
And definitely
for sure.
Get the information out to my peoples out here and make something happen.
I appreciate
Before
that.
You go,
appreciate
could I get
that.
a official Dafoe Radio drop from you?
Oh, no doubt. Whenever
go ahead,
ready.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. Yo, what's up? This is your brother C-No the Doodlebug, live from that diggable planet, live from the seventh dimension via satellite, live on Die For Radio, you know what I mean? All day, every day, real hip-hop. Peace.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So like I said, man, definitely, you know, as the album coming, keep us in the loop, especially, you know, if you want to drop a new single and just need to pop in real quick to premiere it or whatever, just let us know, man. We'll always make the time and always make sure
man,
the information is passed along.
I appreciate that for real, man. You got my number, man, so lock it in, man.
Absolutely. I'll send you a text, too, so you got my personal one. And then whatever's
right,
happening,
yeah,
man, just
that.
Let me know. Big shout-out to Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? Always connecting
yeah,
the dots.
Yeah,
so,
Todd Davis, no doubt. He made this thing happen, you know what I mean?
That's my boy right there, and then, you know, that's fam right there. So, so again, just
true
a beautiful
that.
Night in hip-hop. We salute you, my G. We definitely going to be in touch.
All right. Peace, man.
Peace. Man, what a great night. Big shout-out to all the guests. You know what I'm saying? We got about 20 more minutes left in the show. Any callers that want to chime in, you still on the line rocking. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just press 1. I'll go to you. But you know what? I got a world premiere right now. And you know, I'm going to go to this big business, Copyright. Big shout-out to Planet Asia. You can catch him on Dafoe Radio very, very soon. Let's go.
You already know. Let's get it on, dual flavors is spilling. Top billing in the cut, King Touch style, plotting on millions. This is automatic, feel it going down like crack deals. A pussy on the table for pap smears. Around a bite, bland tape, veteran. Razorback, gorilla verse, funeral black. Salute and shoot, aim gas at the universe. 360 on the daily, pay me, don't get your panties in the jumble. I have a baby, 2012 model of Mercedes. Who can fade me? Nobody. Blow shotty. Think you got it? You're not it. I'm the definition of solid without a college. Rose gold, brolic wallet. Overseas, bitch. Straight up cheese for these warrior styles. Forget a line of this approaching with G's. Respect the architects who let off cartridges. Town car mobbing to the money. 100%.
100 miles of running. A suitcase of cash and a pile of onions for them Funyuns. We kidnap kids, cut off bunions, get the fuck from in front of them. Quit the dumb out, I said your favorite rappers is trash and I ain't liking none of them. Eyes on the Sparrow, De Niro, gas like Valero. Planet H is the Pharaoh.
Dollars in the sky, it's on again. Money by the ton, got my hands in this jar can. Smoking and thinking, like a boss in the back of the Lincoln. About family, my aunts, uncles, nephews, and nieces. I got to get it, got to get it. Ain't no politicking if it ain't about digits. I got to get it, got to get it. Copyright Planet Asia, that's
I earn their respect, break their turntable decks, then I fucking split. New names ain't no sex, I'm the fucking shit. Not the kid, duck your tape, won't cop again. Praying you'll blow it, fuck your fake, like pocket big. All of you dissing, got molecules missing, dissing the honorable phenomenon, the probable risk. And back then was acting kinda crazy. Fooled by the old head, like college tuition paid with jackets from the 80s. Was blacking out like a fool, now I'm strictly blacking out in a stew. Imagine how could I lose, it's like a $1 trillion movie with the hero lose. And never see it, don't fear no illusion.
I'm still here, aren't I moving?
They gotta succeed, but Lisa Leslie, I feel you. Cause all the girls I'm dating now are out of my league.
Trust me in my draw,
they're not seeing eye dog. Keep a bitch on the side like a C&I dog. Soundtrack to my life, I don't need an iPod.
When they reminisce over you, my God.
My God, my God, my God. Money by the turn, got my hands in this jar can. Smoking and thinking, like a boss in the back of the Lincoln. About family, my aunts, uncles, nephews, and nieces. I got to get it, got to get it. Ain't no politicking if it ain't about digits. I got to get it, got to get it. Copyright Planet Asia, that's big business.
Hey, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the Block, the Block Locker. Smoother, Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns, Nick, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cast to die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this Russ B. Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. This your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, DeFarrod, West Coast Kings. Liquid aficionado, you know what I mean? West up always, West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall, Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Fire's intensity is meant to be outrageous. Still burns down stages. You wanted where the gauge is. It can't be measured by the standard. Let's be candid. Nothing here was handed. If anything, I expanded. The urn still burns. It earns. Others may have their turns, but my patience and persistence defies my existence. The arrival date. Don't care about my rival weight. The five mic race. I had to taste what happens after the chase. It's still flames. Still the same. Still the same. Aim. The time frame ain't the same. Who can blame? By another name takes the fire. Got to save my empire. Money on the wire. Control my lane, I aspire. Sings the voice from the choir.
I'm on fire.
In Olympic sixes with intentions to get it. I'm not content, just existing isn't living. No one under the sun could ever tell me different. Success is blinded, so I'm guided by my inner vision. I'm pan prolific, the fiery death, but my lines are so furious, the mic should repent. I don't regret the fact I'm no longer selling crack. Shows where my head is at, you'll never get that era back. Any man who chases the past can't adapt to the present or advance. These are actual facts, written elaborate, unlike the inadequate shit you've been hearing. I'm different, no comparison. My zone is immaculate, overflowing with talent and feeling. Realism emphatically in my narrative. Skill pay the bills and shield my seed for savages. In pursuit of happiness, we'll find out what sadness
is. I'm on fire. Even with bonus, you can't put me out. No, no, I'm on fire, burning up, true to the game, till I collapse. Yeah, yeah, fire, fire.
I'm from a youth off the roof to the booth, counting bars, counting rap stars, counting on us. Slight transgressions, first impressions. I'm open to suggestions that will move forward to what I'm looking toward. The world saw it and embraced it. Demons, I faced it. Refuse to be what you choose to be. That's me, the free spirit. We steer it right here. I'm on fire when I choose to appear. To rules I don't adhere, that's limitations. Courtroom litigations, sleep deprivations. The burning sensations, in third degree. Everything is word to me. Tell me what you heard, my G. The blaze still burns eternal. It's an inferno. Take notes in the journal. I gave you a jewel. It's much more than book learning and tool. I'm 20 years in the game and still putting it down the same.
I'm on fire, torching.
Jamar Brand Nubian, known associates, is in effect right now. You're checking out Die For Radio with my man Dyer Lansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One. I'm going to slip this in. I'm going to say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf. Fuck Yellow Wolf, Catfish Billy. Fuck with me and get slapped silly, or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hobson. You need to stop with the shit, Hobson, or we plotting the hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these panties.
Oh my
nigga,
God.
Understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Die For Radio. Man, much love to all the listeners still rocking out with us. Big shout out to my Die For team. Big shout out to all the guests, man. Big Pooh, Roxy, LeChat, you know what I'm saying? C-Knowledge, C-Note, the Doodlebug. You know, big shout out to Digable Planets. Big shout out to, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop. Big shout out to music. My Jodian fam, DG himself, you know what I'm saying? Man, it goes on and on. My All From The I fam, everybody that called up, everybody that supports. Just, you know, we have fun over here, y'all. I thought you knew we have fun over here at Die For Radio. We always going to have fun. There's a couple world premieres there. We had that copyright in Planet Asia. Then I dropped that, you know, Sadat X and that Cormega. Man. Whew. You know, you got to kind of sometimes cool yourself down a little bit. Either way, we always appreciate all the listeners. And all I got to say is, you know, keep tuned in, y'all. Die4Productions.com. Man, it's crazy because there's all these listeners right now that I can see. And everyone's just having fun listening. That's a beautiful thing. I'm not saying everyone has to chime in and, you know, do all that, because it's like you hear rocking out with us. I got one more world premiere that we're going to do right now. And it's produced by Juju from the Beatnuts. Big shout out to the Beatnuts. Psycho Les definitely rocks out with Die 4 Radio. We do it real big. And I'm just going to bless y'all with some music. Big shout out to all my people. See y'all next week. Peace.
Yeah. On the microphone, yours truly, Shalumi. Yeah. On the beach, the number one Beatnut, Big Juju. Yeah. He going to let y'all know about my environment. Let's go. Come on.
Blades heavy, arms control bombs. Get it on every time that I feel it, it's on. Leave my life by verse and song. I crush pawns and leave niggas out holding their arms. Building terrorists, words, blowing up the area. Street superior, cause Paul, I ain't feeling ya. Move at a slow pace, winning the race. Avoid case, get that money, I chase. AP virgins, word, cutting like a surgeon. Street urgent, for Lumi to start purging. Calm general, mind state imperial. Criminal, that's just what I am. Still with fam, stay low out of the scam. And the teachings from my grandma made me a man. Real strong like a generator, hammer near the radiator. Word is born, that's the nigga I am. Let him know. Taught to trust no one. Word brought up like a showgun. Let none slide. Jewels of God. Take pride. You can see the pain in my eyes. OG from Vernon Bully. Holding the fully. Nice with the pulley. Dog, I taste them whips. My team's the pips. Known for causing flips. Beat niggas black and blue like the L.A. Crips. Product of my environment. Hood to the core. Out for the score. Need the guard, say more. Taught morals and codes to 5 years old. Later on in life, you see how shit unfold. Fake smiles make you stronger. Believe in honor. Do for myself, nigga, so please don't bother. Was taught to get money from young. The bridge is where I'm from. Handle all matters with the guns. Let them know. Raised right hand in the sky. Real slick with my gestures. No gun testers. And real dogs that let none fly. Got schooled by the older guards. How to take charge. And let nobody bully my yard. Real things, how to be a man. So I became a man. Out here in this crazy land. Walking with the mask on. Getting my task on. I regulating, orderly fashion. Street connoisseur, little man straight raw. And show you shit you never seen before. Counting stacks by the bundles with my 12 jewels. Keeping everything calm and remain cool. From the ghetto sands, the guard make it stand. My environment, tell you who I am.
pick off the street. They own everything that we eat. They control everything that we see. It trickles down to the beach from the temple on high with the priest, where they sacrifice blood to the beast with javelin teeth. Mother Mary Magdalene said a prayer with a tweet. It's only weeks away. It's called by the day, these days. I don't know shit, that's what the chief say. The devil told me Jesus died for nothing. The evidence he showed me was all a corruption. Corruption everywhere, let's be clear. The end is near, the devil desires to tempt your ear. The book of life has no names, just shackles and chains. Day traders reading Elliot ways. Dark entities, deep enclaves, house of sheep and slaves. The maze of malnutrition and malaise. Harp, 1 trillion white war. Split Walmart in half like the Red Sea. Oregano oil, 1 quart, more immune support. Banky moon, blood moon sauce, doom link to fall. Oh boy, 1 decimal point away from rolling a joint. I bought an IPO cannabis coin. Yeah, the die is cast, currency dive and crash. One world government at last. An octopus with infinite arms, says there is no God. The little chief will be a big chief later on. A delicate balance, the challenge is dividing his talents while maintaining a colorful palette. We struggle to overstand the true history, man. But the pursuit of such knowledge is banned. Google Glass hardwired to the human gland. Used to take 2 to 10, now it's just artificial intelligence. Glass Igor shattered from the wall to the ground. The nobility announced they are forced to bow. They won't get to reintroduce the Bradbury town, cause the red Chinese probably snatch every ounce they want gold.
That is a commodity that will do something for them and help them with manufacturing, or to get ready to go to war or feed their people. They want gold. They want silver. They want copper. They want molybdenum. They want gold. They want silver. They want copper. They want molybdenum. They want gold. They want silver. They want copper. They want molybdenum. They want gold. They want silver. They want copper. They do not want anything else. Interest rates are going to go up. Home sales are likely to go down. They already are. Your stocks are going to go down. They're going to crash. The money in your bank account is constantly being devalued, causing the cost of living to rise. Yes, it has. You print an unlimited amount of money. Quantitative easing did not reduce unemployment. The rest of the world is going to continue to lose faith in our financial regime. They already have. That's why the red Chinese want gold. They do not want dollars. They want...
Yeah. Y'all niggas can't be serious right now. Chinese fucking boys. That's slow. Consistent. Delivery. It's me. On the table, shoot till he fatal, hit you Kennedy's front of roof. I told a Ruger with Trayo, never meet bitter, index in front of the trigger. They rape and tie you up in front of your nigga. Yellow caution is often before dark, they put him down in the park. Don't get that bitch outlining some chalk, for every target's a duck. All the wall, picky poses apart. Jabu left a nigga cold in the heart. Stand low from the nuts. Attack mode, how I'm feeling this shit. You niggas scared, I can feel in the air. Hard feelings is there. Put them deep, we'll be grim reaper, you fucking divas. We had a quarter for 36 of the Justin Bieber. About that water, they cut those, they getting reckless. One pull of the death smoke, they getting naked. Mama struggle, no dad, the streets raise them. Never dipped in that holy water, the heat saved them. To the oils, I got them for you, that's why they loyal. No for death in the jungle, nigga, I'm about to soil you. I'm in the trenches, finna plot on the sweetest Vic. I'm with the jackets, they lurking, nigga, they need a lick. Fuck you haters, fifth kick like Acre. Duct tape a ransom money, you get that paper. Niggas dead, take this lead from this Quattro Cinco. Reporting live from this block called Wingo. Wingo hock in my yard, shout out to H. Fuck you cops and my dog. 14, hit the block with my heart. Baby Glock in my drawers. Kept a stash, money stock in my drawer. Hustle while you on top of a hall. I'm on the block with my boss. Hand in hand and ducking cops in the tours. Plain clothes in the tinted explorers. Just trying to finish my chores. Shout out to Poppy, kept a stash in the store. 2 racks for the stash in the door. Better stop if you fit.
Hood check, hear my footsteps, nigga, I'm coming. Kind of season, I'm alive, my nigga, money. Chasing 11 more, ready for every war. Call up the coroner, nigga, we leave him deadly, whore. We stay consistent on the low-low, nigga. Too flashy, equal to Jack Boys and Popo, nigga. To the death, I'm a ride, let's die, these homicides. Kamikaze, competition, bitch, I'm alive.
No spark flames to this notepad, I'm crazy with the vocab. These other rappers throwing the towel, I make them show flags. I never was the most had, was more like a have. Now I was raised by the corner store, fathered by the back block. I grew up on the realest side, I see some of the realest die. That's how I learned to stay away from six. Now I can feel a vibe, like when you shake a nigga head, you look you dead in his eyes. I had to learn the hard way, cause I've been staked a million times. It's for my dogs with a package and they draws. Pussies got the hood hot, cause they keep ranting to the law. Back and forth with my bitch going at it, she be drunk. Cause every time I leave the crib, I be added to the mom. But I ain't stop until it's platinum on my wall. And I never get comfortable, cause I'm better with my back against the wall. That's why I'm putting rap in fear, rock, killing these rapper here. I'm past being hot, I set fire to the atmosphere. A state of emergency, I'm slaying them verbally. I'm just chasing my currency, niggas say they gon' murder me. I hope them pussies coming prepared, we keep it one in the head. But I ain't worried about nothing, I'm on the hunt for this bread. Growing up, I had it rough where I live, and I ain't have no guidance, cause my brother was dead. So I had to learn to toughen up, wipe the tears, suck it up. Stand tall like a man and never be no fucking nut. Roll another Dutch, so I can pop a 30. M. Dot right beside me, and we riding dirty. I'm about to lose control when I spit it, the booth exploding. I'm a red nigga, not your average 22-year-old. And my attitude is fuck them all. So I'm screaming now, fuck the law. I just wanna ball. The underdog, I ain't afraid if you a giant. Cause my bars made of stone, I'm like with David Hickolyan. Thought I was falling off? Nigga, not at all. I'm on the rise, they can't wait to see Johnny fall. But we ain't playing with haters, so tell them knock it off. Before I make my homie treat your face like a soccer ball. I'm starving, nigga, I'm more than hungry. You can't sit around broke when your homies need lawyer money. I'm on my grind, bitch, you can't get a quarter from me. L before all we had, a hood gon' love me. Johnny.
This is our life, California stars and stripes, gangland, prison bars with cars of all types. See the sights and the sounds of the blacks and browns. One of the world's most active towns, and on the grounds that may incriminate you, you remain silent. And still plead the fifth, even if it ain't violent. They can't file it if you don't speak it. So the judge know exactly why I'm smiling, ain't no secret. It ain't even gotta be no game, just a real G, Los Angelino thing. That's why I came to proclaim how we bang it the same. Two favorite street cultures, that's who gave it the name. So gang banging, low riding, dress code to the music. Carrying America's loaves, so don't confuse them. Pay your respect and your debt, cause you owe it. Better yet, salute these vets, cause you know it.
Black BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
White people steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things for blacks. Blacks steal certain things for black other
BL
groups.
Lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people? What's wrong with these fatties?
City of angels in constant danger. One time for the homies in the county, waiting for the release date. Hit the streets and back on the block. Pistoleros, raperos, narcos, getting the guap. You know, Cosito with the business. Being on my black and brown, fully with the realness. Projects don't feel this. They try and put us in stripes and at each other's throats. They want us beefing for life, but they don't really know. We get it popping in the hood like a Trey 8 snub. Been doing business in the barrio since La Raza was on. We on fam and we on the same mission. Whipping that work of Moe Heat in the kitchen. For every Trayvon and wine, yeah we are. So I'm repping my people on every song that I'm on. United we stand, never fall in it's evident. Pray on the day we see a Latino president.
Quick BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
You want me to have a hate towards black people?
I don't want you to hate. I want you to love them.
Quick BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride, and the sets again.
Why can't you be walking publicly with black people? Why?
I got big lumps, yeah. Big guns, yeah. Crip niggas, yeah. Real blood, yeah. Essays knowing all my shit bang. What the fuck you niggas thought the Seaside K gang? That sucker shit is so irrelevant, yeah. You out your element, steady politicking, bitch, I'm second dead president, yeah. Catch me on the 7 while I soaked up game. Now this black and brown movement, all this rock cocaine. I heard them singing that I sat around. I was on a mission hanging with a gang of Southside. A rider trying to get it real, killers never back down. Duck down, bust round, now we hold it down. In this gutter, motherfucker, still focused on this mission. Been plotting to get it, yeah, I'm still on my pivot. All or nothing was a business.
was a menace back in high school. Never gave a fuck, yelling fuck the police with two middle fingers up. Fuck
the BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride in the sets again.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot if you want to broadcast what you're associating with black people.
Black BL lady without Mexican. Black love, brown pride in the sets again.
And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not, whether the world accepts it or not.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RASKASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For a Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For a Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For a Radio. Much love.
This is your boy,
Pimp Type,
MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For a Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P. One time.
Mic check, one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys. Second Steel, Smith & Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For a Radio.
Jackie, this your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For a Radio. You know what it is.
This is Edgar Allan Poetry. Edgar Allan Potential.
Yo, Razzy,
yes,
let's go in on these niggas, fam.
Yeah.
We need to let them know what the deal is.
Yeah.
What the motherfucking real is.
I'm real like that thing on a fishing pole rod. Real life Kryptonian, Neil before Zod. I really write my bars, no team of ghost riders. Little niggas beat sliders, I roll spiders. I'm real like Ampex 456. Analog tape, we in the mix. It's Willis out of 6 cents. Brit spending 6 cents. Arguably the realest nigga in existence. I'm real like county jail with a fish kit. Halitosis of the pen is how I spit shit. And you don't really think you the best. Everybody really know Wrath the King of the West. And really outlaw any rapper, any ghost. I'm really willing a unicycle. See me float, nigga. White crows colossal. And we really just made boy George turn macho.
Hey yo, the real is the scales, y'all niggas fall short of. I was dope way before you was even thought of.
Shit.
You little rappers better fall back. I've been all that since you was swimming in a ball sack. And you can ask your mama to recall that. And I know she's still waiting for a call back. Better consider your losses. Sitting figure what the cause is. You dealing with bosses here. And we're vets with this. Instead of getting pissed, you better get the gist, dig. When it comes down to it, this new sound, you it. Shit, I can't even understand how you clowns do it. Cause that shit is trash to me. I had to do another masterpiece to teach niggas how it has to be. And it's not about the cash to me or the flash you see. Cause that shit is a catastrophe. I murder mics and I murder the stage too. I go incredible cause that's what the rage do. Back up, nigga, don't make me engage you. I bring the fire like Nicolas Cage do. Welcome to the world of lyrical ass kick. See, I can only spit with them seasons ass sick. Cause I be murdering the best rappers here. You clown niggas can't survive in this atmosphere like...
Yeah, what up, y'all? This is your boy, Razzcast.
And this is Mr. Long.
but together we are the White Crows. And you are now rocking with Die For Radio.
Shout out to Dyer Lansky.
Yeah, no. Pop your collars.